Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today as Greg Dowd of the NCBA joining us, talking about the deal with Korea in just a moment.
Coming up Saturday, May 3rd, is the Curvin Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Female Production Sale at Coyote Hills Ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. 258 head will sell, including 60 fall purebred pairs, 41 limb flex pairs, 24 fall bred purebred heifers, and 31 bred limb flex heifers. For sale catalog or for more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419 or go to the website www.curvinhallchr.com. Join us for the Female Production Sale at Coyote Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 3rd.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
It's been said that the devil's always in the details, and the details still coming out on this deal with South Korea to allow our beef back into that market by mid-May. But according to Greg Dowd, chief economist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, everything he's seen thus far looks mighty good.
Yeah, the process is the Koreans have it's either a 21 or a 25-day period that between when they start a regulation and when it goes into effect, and that's to get everybody understood, ramped up, educated, inspectors ready. It's kind of like our Federal Register process, and you know, once we get this thing signed, sealed, and delivered, and get the clock started on that, and then you get all the, you know, it takes a day or two for U.S. government to get everything written and put up there. May 15th, plus or minus, is when this thing is going to rip wide open.
And what initially will be eligible to go to Korea?
Initially, it'll be everything under 30 months of age, and then hopefully in this process very, very soon, and we've kept an eye on it over there, the change in the regulation will come out, which will constitute the ability to start the clock on doing the rest of it. And there is a little bit of weeds and nuance here that it is the minutiae and the detail of this thing is pretty incredible. But from a commercial standpoint, we're talking about items and discussions and topics that are less than 1% of the business. You know, historically, the vast mass majority, 95% of this has been under 30 months anyway. And the biggest topics here, you know, we talked about if we have another case of BSE, if this or that or the other happens, it doesn't close the market. That's all in there.
What's your best guess as far as impact for this, Greg?
Well, if you look at the value of the dollar in the fact that, you know, 5 years ago it was an $815 million market, you look at what's going on in the world, price point in Korea, et cetera, it's $1 billion day one on an annualized basis. And I think over time, the next step here is to get this free trade agreement passed, that this is going to be easily the biggest bilateral free trade agreement we've ever signed in beef. And it may be the biggest we ever do. I would argue that it's because of the tariff percentage and et cetera, it's a bigger deal for us than even a deal with Japan would be. And at that point, the Korean market, I believe, here in several years down the road, will rival Mexico for number one. It's going to be a very, very big market for us.
Buzzing about U.S. beef into Korea with Greg Dowd of the NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, May 3rd, is the Curvin Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Female Production Sale at Coyote Hills Ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. 258 head will sell, including 60 fall purebred pairs, 41 limb flex pairs, 24 fall bred purebred heifers, and 31 bred limb flex heifers. For sale catalog or for more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419 or go to the website www.curvinhallchr.com. Join us for the Female Production Sale at Coyote Hills Ranch Saturday, May 3rd.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.